This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. authorities say they are investigating why a former professional football player shot and killed five people in South Carolina Thursday before taking his own life. The mass shooting came on the same day President Joe Biden announced a half dozen executive actions aimed at addressing a proliferation of gun violence across the United States that he called an epidemic and an international embarrassment. Biden offered his proposals after several high-profile deadly shootings in the states of Georgia and Colorado as well. Among the proposals, Biden directed the Justice Department to issue a proposed rule to stop the proliferation of what law enforcement officials call ghost guns, handmade firearms that don't have serial numbers, making it difficult for police to track their owners when the weapons are used to commit crimes. Under Biden's proposals, the White House said the weapons would be covered by regulations in the National Firearms Act, which would require registration. Lawmakers have repeatedly talked about gun violence, but failed to agree on measures to curb it. Most adults will not need a permit to carry a handgun in the U.S. state of Tennessee anymore. A new law which takes effect July 1st allows adults 21 and older and military members between 18 and 20 to carry a handgun either openly or concealed without first clearing a background check and training. The law does make exceptions for people with certain mental illnesses and criminal convictions if it does not apply to long guns. The governor, Bill Lee, signed the measure into law, tweeting, "It shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their constitutional Second Amendment rights to bear arms." For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Health officials in the U.S. state of North Carolina said on Thursday they stopped administering Johnson & Johnson doses at a mass vaccination site in the capital, Raleigh, and at clinics in two other towns after at least 26 people experienced adverse reactions, including fainting. Four people were taken to hospitals for further examination, and state and federal health officials are reviewing the matter. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted that reactions like fainting are not uncommon after someone is vaccinated, though it is reviewing reports of adverse reactions in North Carolina and three other states. Australia, that is, in the Philippines, limited use of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine on Thursday, while the African Union dropped plans to buy the shot. The Philippines suspended the use of AstraZeneca shots for people under 60 after Europe's regulator said on Wednesday it found rare cases of blood clots among some adult recipients, although the vaccine's advantages still outweighed its risk. The African Union says it's now exploring options, with Johnson & Johnson having dropped plans to buy AstraZeneca's vaccine. A medical expert testified Thursday that George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen as he was pinned face down on the pavement by Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged in Floyd's death here in the U.S. In the ninth day of Chauvin's trial, the testimony undercuts the defense contention that Floyd, an African-American, died from his use of illegal drugs and underlying medical conditions, not from Chauvin's actions. Chauvin, who is white, has pleaded not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges in the case being heard by a racially diverse jury. Floyd's May 25th arrest and death last year sparked widespread protests here in the United States and around the world against police brutality and systemic racism. And Peru's Congress voted on Thursday banning former President Martin Vizcarra of taking any public office after a scandal uncovered a network of privileged people who received the COVID-19 vaccine ahead of health workers. Vizcarra is running for a seat in Congress in the national elections coming up on April the 11th. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.